1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Hezbollah has stepped up its attacks on Israel.
A spokesman for the National Security Council says it has been a very busy day of almost all-out war as Hezbollah rockets landed in northern Israel. The statement reads, "We condemn this horrific attack that reportedly killed a number of teenagers and children playing soccer on a Saturday evening." The statement adds, "Israel continues to face severe threats to its security, as the world saw today. This latest action comes as Israel fights Hamas in Gaza following the October 7th attack." Lindy Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
To the raging wildfires out west and the efforts to battle the flames, CBS Sacramento's Esteban Reynoso is at McKellen Air Force Base.
Cal Fire's air tanker base at McClellan running around the clock. As one air tanker comes in, another is on its way out.
The support that we get from these VLATs and LATs is astronomically huge for firefighting purposes.
Alan Rose is the base manager at McClellan Air Tanker Base. VLAT stands for Very Large Air Tanker, and they can hold up to 10,000 gallons of fire retardant in the belly of the plane. Crews use a pink powder mixed with water, and it's funneled through into the air tankers.
It slows it down for ground crews to get to it and put it out.
Former President Donald Trump isn't holding back. On the campaign trail in Minnesota, he hit on President Biden backing out of the race.
They took him out of the fight and they put a new fighter. We have a new victim now, Kamala. We have a new victim. We have a brand new victim.
Meanwhile, Vice President Harris held her first fundraiser in Massachusetts, addressing the attacks from the other side.
And you may have noticed Donald Trump has been resorting to some wild lies about my record and some of what he and his running mate are saying. Well, it's just plain weird.
France's rail system should be back but to normal tomorrow after several coordinated arson attacks just hours before the opening ceremonies Friday. BBC reporter Andrew Harding.
The Interior Minister, Gérald Darmanin, told French television it was too early to say whether the three incidents of arson were the work of a local group or ordered by a foreign power. Mr. Darmanin expressed relief that the opening ceremony, guarded by tens of thousands of police, had passed without incident.
As for the Summer Games, the first full day of competition is in the books, and Team USA won its first gold medal. It was in the pool in the men's 4x100-meter freestyle relay. The U.S. women's team took home the silver. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.